Welcome back to another layover. Today's layover is in Uganda, which we are actually in Uganda during. So no. this is kind of unique. We're actually in Uganda talking about Uganda.
We're on a layover.
So if you haven't been paying attention, these layovers, they basically, the goal is to tell the stories of 5410. So there are 54 countries in the continent of Africa. We're trying to narrow it down to just one country at a time. One story at a time, one person at a time, just to kind of get your ground on the feet with Edward and Sam as they go along this journey. So
your feet on the ground. Your ground on the feet.
Mm-hmm. Both. You want ground on your feet and feet on the ground.
That's true. So, that's true. Good point.
Yeah. So Uganda, Edward, you live in Uganda. So so tell us a little bit about your experience of doing the 5410.
My experience of doing the 5410 is just... one of the great things is about Kathy. Kathy, you know.
My wife.
Yes, we are here because the 5410 somehow, I like telling people when we travel how the idea came. We were with Sam after having done a leaders meeting here. It was just for the pastors of Uganda. And from there, we were seated in the hotel waiting to take the flight, just like right now. So we were in this J residence, our famous J residence, and then we are talking with Sam and Randy here. Randy comes in, and then Kathy says, this wild idea in my mind, like, you guys, Sam and Edward, why don't you just take these teachings that you've shared here and take them to the people that are your friends around in other countries? And it was like, oh, you can take a motorcycle, a border, that is the motorcycle, and just ride and go to this country. I said, oh, that's a great idea. You know, like, we can go to Tanzania, we can go to Kenya, and we sell to that idea, which has turned now to be the 5410.
Right. Yeah. So it all started here.
Yeah, it all started here.
It's awesome. Right at the J residence, on the porch.
Yeah.
So she said, you ought to do this. Mm-hmm. Edward and I looked at each other and said, oh yeah, we're doing it. Let's do it. And then we got Doug involved buying the tents. Keep bringing the tents up. Right, and all the other stuff. But yeah, it's been great. And you know, in Uganda, the pastors and the leaders that have come, it's there's an openness. But as we narrow this down, 54 to 1 to one story, one person, I think the person that sticks out is actually a teaching that sticks out. Because here in Uganda, I remember... we did a little bit longer seminar. We did a 4-day one, not a 2-day one, which allowed me to spend more time in some of the teachings. And it was a lot of teaching. I don't know if I've ever told you this, Edward, but it was the last day, and we had a few hours left, and I was out of teachings. And so I remember... everybody was so hungry. I guess if I had to identify what I felt here in Uganda among the pastors is hunger. It's just an excitement to be taught and to come together over the Word of God and to listen and to learn. They just wanted more and more and more. Appetite. Hunger.
Yeah.
And so here I am. They're expecting more. I'm out of teachings. And so I turn around to the board and God just lays this on my heart. And I start doing this drawing up front. And actually it was with motions as well. And it was, I drew arrows. You're not going to understand it, listen to this podcast. But it was what I believe that every single church in the world should get rid of all their complicated labels, their complicated plans and programs, and be about three things. They should be about gathering, glorifying God, and going. Gather, glorify, go. Gather, glorify, go. And God laid those three things on me. And I taught probably an hour message on the value of gathering, where God says, do not forsake the meeting together. Glorifying the name of Jesus. Lift high the name of Jesus, and he'll draw people unto himself. And going. Go out and make disciples of all nations. And if you take any one of those three away, you really don't have a church. Mm-hmm. And if every church would simplify what they're about, can you imagine if people walked into your gathering and said, what are you about? We're about three things. We want to gather. And in that gathering, we strengthen one another. We carry burdens. We do all these things together. In this gathering, we glorify Jesus, not the pastor, not the leader. But we lift high the name of Jesus. And in this gathering, it's the whole point of gathering is to glorify Jesus and to go out and tell others about this light that we have. So gather, glorify, go. Another teaching that God gave me was the water bottle. I brought one of the leaders up, Sebastian, up, and I think it was him, but I put the bottle in his hand, a water bottle. I said, I want you to hold on to this. And as I placed it in his hand, I said, this is what's happening in our world. Most people believe that they can carry God in their hand. And the goal of every person is to get a handle on God. We all want to control God. We all want to have God in our hand. But God in your hand is religion. But Jesus said, I and the Father are one. I am in my Father's hand, and you are in my hand, and nothing can snatch you out of my hand. I said, you see, God in your hand. And just as I stopped saying that, I lean over as quick as I can, and I just knock that water bottle out of his hand. See, you're not strong enough to hold God. God dies in your hand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I told this guy, Sebastian, and used him as to help me with the illustration to teach the pastors. And he came up to me and he shared his testimony. And his testimony was unbelievable. He said, I want to tell you that in my life, I had God. At one time, I had God in one hand and I had the devil in the other hand. And what the devil did in the other hand is it killed God in my other hand. Mm-hmm. And it took me into the woods. Like literally, I don't know his whole story, but
yeah,
it took him in some dark places where he was basically like a wild man, totally demonic and totally possessed by demons. Mm-hmm. And he said, all because I thought I could control God. So Sebastian is, when I think of Uganda, Edward, I think of you, I think of Dale, I think of some of these other people, but I think of Sebastian because I feel like his life has been transformed by the teachings. Here's a leader who's even surrendered to Christ, right?
Yeah, that's true, and I baptized him.
Yeah.
So one of the things, too, that really struck my heart with Uganda, you know, like I told you, this is where 5410 started here in Uganda. Uganda actually is the source of River Nile. River Nile is where Moses was taken from, so the law of God. So I always think of Uganda like, I see revival coming over the nations, and I see like the source of Nile very strategic in that with Moses and the law, you know. But like when we started this thing about when the team came, before that day when we sat down, there was a teaching where we did some teaching, and I remember about Jenny, about forgiveness. Sam taught something and about forgive. You know, everybody was teaching about something, and then it came to forgiveness about, and then everybody, Jenny sat down, and everybody.
It was the woman caught in adultery.
Yes.
And remember where they brought the rock in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, remember I had you all go out and pick up a big stone?
Oh, yes,
man. So everybody went out, they didn't know why, but they picked up this big old stone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Jenny Annan. And I had Jenny go and dress in her finest dress, put on makeup, do her hair, and she came out and sat in the middle of them. Is that what you're talking about? That?
Yeah, man. And then everybody was to go like, we are condemning. So basically the teaching was, how do we treat people who, you know, like who have are backslidden, sinned. Who have sinned? How do we treat them? How does the church deal with those who have sinned? you know, those who are backslidden, those who are hanging on, but they are broken. And so, you know, the church, we always condemn them. And everybody throws a stone. So it was like, all right, this is what they did to that lady. Everybody, the Jesus asked them, what do we do? He says, stone them. So then we came, everybody. Some said, without your stone, say something so ugly.
Tell her that she's ugly. Tell her she's dirty. Tell her she's filthy. You have to do it. Edward, was it hard?
Man, it was so hard for me.
He said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, this is like, Sam says, you have to. I say, no. And Sam says, you have to tell her. And it was so hard for me just to say that. I struggled. Sam said, no.
I led the way. I said, Jenny, you are filthy, you are ugly, and you are worthless, and nobody ever wants you.
Mm.
And I laid my stone at her feet.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, no, I did not. I told her that with a stone in my hand. And one by one, they had to go and tell her.
Yes. Yes. And then we all told her it was one of the hardest things. Jenny was crying. It was so...
Oh, she was crying.
Did you cry? So emotional. Yeah, I did, man. I have not cried for a long time, man. I cried like crazy.
Tell her that was so
but
hard.
I tell you something about that. After that mm-hmm. teaching and everybody, I have one of my matrons in the school called Connie. Mm-hmm. Connie had a problem. You know, Connie, when we started the orphanage, Connie helped a lot with one of the kids called Jude. So Connie was like a mother to this child. So then when I went to the States, one of the kids, Connie kid, one of them was running with water from one house to the other and she fell down. And then the water spilled on her and she got burned. And then one of our friends went and reported us. Actually, this my friend from the States, they are working here. Mm-hmm. So she went and reported that in our orphanage, we are treating children mm-hmm. bad.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing. So Connie had to be taken to be screened by the police, by the security, all these CIDs.
Oh, so much trouble.
So much trouble for the school. We almost like, and then this is a child. So Connie had this because, like she said to her that. It is because you didn't know how to look after the children. And she thought of how she lived with Jude. She was the only one who was able to take care of this child. And so she felt like a failure. Mm-hmm. And so with her life, you know, like she felt so much like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And then Connie, after that teaching about forgiveness, I saw Connie taking the stone, crying. Connie cried just to say that. And when after that, Connie said for the first time, I felt relief when Jenny took my stone and said, I forgive you.
So what I did is after they all told her this horrible thing, they were so, you could have heard a pin drop. They were all sitting down so quietly. I went up and I told Jenny, now I want you to go to every one of them and tell them you forgive them and take their stone away. So Jenny went one by one, weeping. She was weeping.
She was weeping.
Saying, I forgive you. Took their stone away and brought it. It broke people. It broke them down. But just
Connie, from that day, Connie's life changed.
Yeah.
A turnaround, real turnaround. She forgave.
Yeah.
And that one was just through this teaching. You know, so it is, they are very simple. Our teachings here are very simple, but they have a lot of impact. Like, I saw that in the life of Connie and how it affected her and how God. And then they went and talked with Kathy. Mm-hmm. And really, that is something that...
Healing happens when truth is presented.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness is at the heart of the movement of God.
Yeah.
And unless we can forgive one another, we really don't have a movement, do we?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the teaching those simple truths, these are, again, Uganda's close to our heart because we're here, but we could share more stories about Uganda. But those are two people, Sebastian, Connie, and a couple of the lessons that we've taught here. God's really been blessed.
Awesome. Well, that's our time for this layover. Thanks for joining us in Uganda.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for taking us in the jet.
Yeah.
We're in the layover.
We're going to get back on the jet. But yeah. All right, well, we'll be looking for you in the next layover.